to our friends at Locked On Gators. Charge on. Your line of magic starting to figure things out as we get closer to the Christmas break, maybe? Question mark. We'll talk about all that, not the first part, because charge on. We'll talk about all that coming up here on today's Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is December 24th, 2021. Merry Christmas Eve to all and to all. Merry Christmas Eve. I don't know how that works. My name is Philip Rossmann. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we will chat about the Magic's 110-104 loss to the New Orleans Pelicans and why the Magic might be starting to figure some things out. We'll see. We'll talk a little bit about what the Magic had to say after the game, about how they were able to get themselves back into this one. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do any of that, I do want to remind you all, you can check out all the great podcasts on Locked On Podcast Network. We're searching every download podcast for Locked On and the team you're looking for. And we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. No matter when you listen to us, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it's on your way home from work, whenever, we truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. The Orlando Magic finally got some good news on Thursday. After a week of just turmoil and bad news and bad injury luck and all that, the Magic got some guys back. Cole Anthony, Wendell Carter back in the lineup, and their presence was sorely missed as this game showed. RJ Hampton out of health and safety protocols. He's just being getting his conditioning back up after being down for so long. The Magic got some good news. So, yes, 10-day contracts will begin to expire. I think we're 7 days in now. So Sunday will probably be the last day for the first four guys that the Magic signed. Maybe the Magic sign a few more. It depends who's still in COVID protocols, but the long journey that's been this week appears to be close to an end. Whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, I will leave up to you, because certainly that team played with a ton of effort. And that effort largely, I think, carried over into Thursday's game, but there was obviously still some tinkering to do. The first being, it was very clear in the previous two games when those guys were in the game, when the new signees were in the game, the Magic just not able to build good lineups. They were just able to survive them. Again, it's not that they weren't playing hard. It's not that they weren't doing some good things. There were some good things from all those guys throughout the course of the last two games. But when the Magic had all four of their G League guys or five of their G League guys at the same time, like, I'm not saying this to be rude or mean or anything, but you could tell the level of play dropped off. The big difference, though, was Brooklyn and Atlanta were both equally as undermanned. Maybe not equally as undermanned, but they were also severely undermanned too. And so the Magic were able to survive those minutes. New Orleans was not that. Yes, Zion was out. Yes, Jonas Valanciunas was out. Yes, Nickeil Alexander-Walker was in health and safety protocols. But New Orleans was largely the team that they were bringing with them everywhere. They haven't had to go through the crazy number of signings that the Magic have had just to field a functioning roster. And so those minutes late in the first and early in the second when that bench group was in, they were rough. And for the first time, the Magic really got burned by them, really got hit by them. Orlando trailed for most of the first half. They were climbing uphill the entire game. They trailed by as much as 20 in the third quarter. But then the spark happened. And you could see it turn a little bit. The Magic were able to find their spark. Franz Wagner scores 17 in the third quarter. The Magic start getting out in the fast break, pushing in transition. They start getting the shots and getting the vibe and the feel that they've been hoping for, that they've been looking for, that they've been searching for. This was a significantly better effort for the Orlando Magic than we've seen from this group in a while. And slowly that lead got whittled down from 20 to 14 pretty quickly on 2 3-pointers, from 14 down to 7 off a fast break by Franz Wagner, from 7 down to 5, eventually down to 2. Orlando got themselves back in the game, and that run that they put on in the third quarter, it deserves all the flowers. It deserves all the credit that the Magic deserve. They put that run together, and they gave themselves a chance to win. Naturally, of course, that bench unit came in. The deficit got up to about 9, maybe 11 points at one point in the fourth quarter. And again, the Magic were just climbing uphill. So if there's a lesson to take from any of this, is the Magic, and we've known this, obviously, and we've felt this, the Magic have to avoid falling behind. They have to stay in the game. They can't be trying to climb uphill every single moment of the game. It is exhausting. It is tiring. And that proved to be the case in the fourth quarter. The Magic were able to climb back into the game when they were down by 9. They got within a possession. But Devontae Graham hit a 3. Cole Anthony missed a shot. Brandon Ingram hit a shot. And that's your ball game. Certainly I think there's a lot of encouraging signs. Cole Anthony found his rhythm by the fourth quarter, was really playing well. And yes, he missed some shots late, but if you're going to make big shots, you're going to miss big shots. And so maybe some decision-making has to be a little bit better. But overall, for a first game back after a week off, Cole Anthony looked really good. He found his rhythm. He kind of found himself during the course of the game. Wendell Carter provided great defense. Orlando was able to dig down and defend a little bit. And that's how they got back into the game more than anything else. The Magic did the things that they have to do to win games. They did the things that they have to do to put themselves in a great position to win. And of course, just unable to get over the hump at the end, unable to kind of get themselves back into it and get themselves in the lead to give themselves the real chance to win. This is a young team. We know that there's going to be learning moments, and this was certainly a big one. But at the end of the day, too, and the box score kind of shows this, the bench unit just isn't giving the Magic what they need to stay in a lot of these games. Again, if the starters have a bad start, it's going to be a long night. That's been the case all season long because the Magic starting group has played relatively well. Certainly, there are still some bad moments and still some struggles, but the Magic have found their groove. They found a little bit of rhythm. And now the question is, okay, how do they harness it for the full 48? That discussion isn't new. We've had this discussion throughout the course of the season. The goal, of course, is to see it get better, but really the only way it's going to get better is with health, is getting guys back healthy. And this is a roster that's just so severely undermanned. And so finally playing a roster that isn't as undermanned or dealing with as many injuries and absences as the Magic are, they got burned. I don't think this, certainly not a loss to get crazy over. I think the Magic understood that this was a big learning lesson, and a big learning lesson in a huge way. Again, there's still a lot of good to take from this game. Cole Anthony playing really well coming back from injury. He's only going to get better as he gets more into rhythm. The Magic taking the next 2 days off, or no practice at least the next 2 days because of the holiday. They'll be back Sunday against the Miami Heat. There are a lot of good things going on with this Magic team. It's still just about getting all those pieces together again. That's not a new topic. We've talked about this over and over again. It's been the story of the Magic season outside of the injuries. We'll go through the box score. We'll talk a little bit about what we saw from each player coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's sort of a business scam out to get you. So don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions today. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has more than 2 million users and helped save them more than $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Again, go right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Today's podcast also brought to you by Built Bar. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar is filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and also high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. There are so many flavors you'll have a hard time choosing. We have raspberry mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel to get through the holidays this season. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Because it's the season of peace and love. Be sure to not get into crazy debates over which one is your favorite flavor and make sure Santa leaves a few in those stockings. Like some of the marshmallow treats you get around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. They taste so good you won't believe they're filled with protein. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. We want to thank you once again for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us. We're free and available on all platforms, as well as streaming on YouTube. Let's go through the final box scores. The Orlando Magic fall to the New Orleans Pelicans, 110-104. I want to start with Franz Wagner. I know he wasn't the leading scorer for the team. I know he wasn't the high scorer, but 17 of his 20 points in the third quarter, a big catalyst for getting the Magic back into the game. And really just playing within the offense, too. I mean, that continues to be the most impressive part. Franz Wagner deserves, we've given him a podcast already. We've talked a lot about him. He deserves a lot of credit for the way that he's handled every piece of adversity this season. Anything that opponents throw at him, especially as a rookie, he has figured out and taken to. Honestly, like start of the game, first quarter, it really looked like he was a rookie. It finally looked like, okay, you know, he can't do this all 82 games. He can't be this great player every night. He's going to have bad nights. He's going to have nights where he just can't figure out. It looked like it was going to be one of those nights. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. He's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. You know, Cole Anthony's still going to have these games too, where he's figuring things out. Second year in the league, he's better and getting better, but it's a constant process of improvement and learning. Franz Wagner was just really, really good. That's really the only way I can describe it. He was struggling to finish in the first half, and then second half, the third quarter especially, the light switch just went on. The Magic got out in transition a lot more, where we haven't seen a lot of Franz, but he was great cutting to the basket, knifing through the lane. He was able to get to the foul line. He was able to get his shots to go win, obviously, and that's a big key. That he was just able to make plays for himself and others. Wagner finishes with 20 points, 2 blocks, 5 rebounds, 7 for 16 shooting, just 1 of 4 from deep, and 5 for 6 from the foul line. Just frankly, a very good game from Franz Wagner. Again, not perfect at all. He's still, you know, he definitely had his rookie moments, which is okay. He's a rookie as long as he learns from them. But every time it seems like this kid is getting ready to hit some adversity, He powers through it. He plows through that wall. And that's really, really, really exciting for the Orlando Magic. Obviously, really, really just exciting in general. Cole Anthony, 22 points, 7 for 16 shooting, 0 for 6 from deep, 8 for 9 from the foul line, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. Considering this was his first game back, and he really got the Magic back in the game after they trailed by 9 in the fourth quarter. He had 8 of his 22 in the fourth. Cole was really good. I think he figured out he didn't have a shot going early. He started attacking the paint, had that nice floater game going, did a good job creating space for himself to get a shot off, did a good job distributing, just getting into the paint and distributing for others. And I think that's a really big step for Cole. The passing thing is a big step for Cole. I mean, he is a really gifted player. I think a lot of us still have questions about him as a playmaker, but he continues to show improvement in that area. And just the patience that he shows getting into the lane was really impressive. Cole with only one turnover, considering his first game in a week, certainly a big thing for him. Again, just the field goal percentage was low, but I think a lot of that's just rust. I think a lot of that was just figuring out where his rhythm and where his shots were, especially some of those early shots from him. He made some bad shot decisions in the fourth quarter, especially late in the game, which, you know, He's made plenty of big shots. If you make lots of big shots, you're going to miss a few big shots. And so I'm not going to be so upset. You know, would I like to see a little bit better execution down the stretch? Sure, absolutely. That's the fourth quarter is all about execution. But we know Cole Anthony's a playmaker. We know he's a shot maker. We know he's not afraid of those late game situations. So I'm not going to be too upset with the decisions that Cole Anthony makes for the most part. Certainly you can go back, review the film and say, okay, I could have done this better. Again, so much of this season is about learning and getting better and making better decisions the next time you're in those situations. So another good, a really good game from Cole. It's really good to have him back and really important as well. Gary Harris, 22 points, 9 for 14 shooting, 4 for 5 from deep. We don't talk enough about Gary Harris. He's playing really, really well, guys. I think those early season struggles when he wasn't sure about his role, where he fit, getting himself back healthy again. I think those days are behind him. I think he's found his rhythm and I think he's playing really, really well. And he is a solid defender, did a great job on Brandon Ingram, especially in the third quarter to get the Magic back in the game. Was really the best offensive option for the team in the first half when the Magic's offense was really struggling. Just did a lot of good things. So I really like what Gary Harris was able to do. And I like how Gary Harris has played for a while. And a lot of it is just, you don't notice a lot of it. He functions really well within the offense. The Magic can swing it to him and trust him and hit those open threes. He got made four of the Magic's 9 3-pointers in the game. This is a game where the Magic just struggled to hit from deep. So I think the Magic have to be really pleased with him. Wendell Carter, 17 points, 5 for 12 shooting, 6 for 6 from the foul line, 12 rebounds for him, 3 block shots. Wendell was certainly trying to find his sea legs. I think the thing we're always watching with Wendell is he being aggressive with his shot and his shot selection? Is he being aggressive, looking for his shot, taking those jumpers? That's always been the big question with Wendell. It was a big question when he was in Chicago. It remains a bit of a question as well here, where you want Wendell to take shots, and you're just urging him, take your shot. Don't mess around. Just take your shot. And I think that's still something that the Magic have to be pushing for. The Magic have to be hoping that he continues to do, as sometimes he doesn't do it. Sometimes, he passes up shots and sometimes it's a good decision. Sometimes that's a bad decision. Wendell, I think, got more aggressive as he got more comfortable as the game went on. His defense was really good for the most part, did a great job blocking shots, protecting the rim, which obviously is a big part of his game as well. So, first game back after 6 days, almost a week now, his leg injury certainly seemed like it was more serious than, it ended up being, thank God. So it's good to have him back. And again, I think he and Cole, they were feeling their way out through the game, especially early on. That I think that's what really put the Magic in their hole. That's not anyone's fault. That's just how you kind of get yourself back into rhythm things. Once they were in the rhythm of things, you saw how good the Magic played and certainly how the Magic were able to push ahead again. I do think it says something. It's individual game plus minus is always a little weird. But Wendell Carter plus 11, Cole Anthony plus 10 leading the Magic here. The problem for the Magic though was twofold. Chuma Okeke in early foul trouble. He had 3 fouls in the first quarter. Really never got into a rhythm in the game. 3 for 9, 0 for 5 from deep. Chuma's 3-point shooting. Had a nice little spike late last week, starting to come back down. He's got to figure out how to make those shots to remain effective, especially knowing that there's a guy waiting in the wings that plays the same position. The bench, though, really poor. Only 17 points off the bench for Orlando. 8 of them coming from Admiral Schofield, who had a really nice game. 3 for 3 shooting, 5 rebounds for him, 2 blocks as well. Freddie Gillespie, I think, had some good minutes as well, with 6 rebounds and not score in the game. But other than that, just not a lot coming from the bench. BJ Johnson missed all 5 of the shots. Tim Frazier missed all 5 of the shots. The Magic lost this game because of their bench minutes. And again, it can really be boiled down to that. The late first, early second quarter was when the Pelicans really built their lead into a double-digit lead. That's when the Magic had their bench in. And then early in the fourth quarter, the Magic were down by 5. That lead extended out to 9, 11 points, and the Magic had to scramble to come back in the game with about 7 minutes left with their starting unit. And they were able to, give them the credit. They were able to get back in the game, give themselves a shot at winning if they could get a couple shots to go down. But you don't want to bring the game to that kind of a coin flip. You need to kind of sustain yourself a little bit so that your starting lineup, which is really good, which is really capable of erasing these deficits, can instead build a lead instead of erase a deficit. Again, that's such a huge theme for the Magic this year. The Pelicans led in scoring by Brandon Ingram with 31 points, 12 for 23 shooting for him. Orlando did a good job in the third quarter on him, but Ingram just too easy getting to his spots, too easy getting to his shots, really did a good job just beating up Chuma Okeke. I mean, this is one of Chuma's worst defensive games, in my opinion. Just Ingram just moving him off his spot and just getting where he wanted to go. Josh Hart with 22 points, a lot of that in the first half. Devontae Graham, 20 points, 5 for 14 shooting from deep. All of his made field goals were deep for from deep. 6 assists for him. They get 9 points off the bench from Thomas Satoransky, as well as 16 rebounds, 7 offensive from Willie Hernan Gomez. The Orlando Magic fall to the New Orleans Pelicans, 110 to 104. We'll talk about what the Magic said in the locker room and why that's a sign. The team is figuring some stuff out. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, BetOnline has you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues its march through the College Bowl season and the Pro Football Playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. You know, I think that one of my big concerns about this team was a lack of veteran leadership. You know, we didn't really know much about Gary Harris. I assumed he'd play. Terrence Ross is a very particular type of player. You know, Robin Lopez is a nice veteran off the bench, but this is a team that's going to be led by, is going to be kind of fed by and led by really young players. Young players who are still learning the league. And the one thing that I think we experienced in the first rebuild was the Magic's most success in that first season was with Jameer Nelson and Glenn Davis and J.J. Redick on the floor. And I think one regret that we all have from that first rebuild, and from everything I understand, it was not handled well internally either. The one thing that I think we all regret from that first rebuild is that, you know, they probably needed Jameer Nelson to stay another year, or at least another half year. They turned the keys over to Elfrid Payton and let the young guys kind of run wild. Maybe a year too soon, maybe a half year too soon before they were ready. And you know, again, I think the Magic needed to do right by Jameer, you know, certainly, which I don't think they did. And I think Jameer has said that he did not think they did, which is, you know, frankly disappointing. And one of the big issues with the Rob Hennigan era. But not having a veteran leader, and especially not having a veteran coach, I think there's a real concern that it would just be let the kids play and make mistakes and not have kind of guided direction. You know, again, the reason why we talk about identity, the reason why we talk about a culture, the reason why we talk about wanting to see what this team is trying to be is so that there is direction. So that it's not just you're getting experience and that's all that matters. You know, experience is good. We want the young guys to get experience and no one's arguing against that, but that experience needs to be focused in the right direction. And so that when you get that experience, you say, okay, this is what you did. This is what we need you to do. And when you don't have a lot of experienced players, that accountability can be really, really tough. And we talked yesterday a little bit about the culture that the Magic are trying to build and how, you know, everyone's fighting and pulling for each other. And you can see the encouragement and how close this group is. We've heard Jalen Suggs talk about, with Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer on the Mismatch podcast, talk about how everyone is pulling for each other. They understand that they're all trying to win, obviously, but their record is not indicative of their growth and not the goal of the season. So there's a lot of that. Jamal Mosley has spoken continuously about the spirit of the team and how they're all fighting together. And again, being down 20, you know, being down 20, being down all the men that they've been down and fighting back continuously. Like, again, yes, you want it to win. You don't ever want to be down 20 to begin with. But I do think that stuff is really, really important. And we got a little bit of a glimpse into this process and why this does feel a little bit different and why everyone still seems very, very invested in what the Magic are trying to do. After Thursday's game, you know, Cole Anthony talked, you know, Cole Anthony was asked what was said in the locker room. And, you know, I think how the Magic have set things up really shows the maturity of this group. They're very, very young, but they are very, very mature. Cole Anthony talked about how at halftime, there was a conversation. Everyone talked about what was going wrong. They didn't call players out. There wasn't finger pointing. It was a collective group trying to figure out how to get better. Markel Fultz and Etuan Moore stepped up with observations for players and for the team to take that next step, to get back into the game. To me, this is a this feels like a collaborative process where, again, everyone understands the goals, and that's really, really important. But everyone is working together to find solutions, to find ways to get better, to find ways to come together as a team. To me, what Cole says after the game, and you can find the audio on the Orlando Magic's YouTube page, or you can find it on OrlandoMagic.com, what Cole said after the game shows they are figuring things out. It tells me that this group is doing all the right things, is striving together, is fighting together, is staying together, and is working together to get better. Again, we talk about culture, and that is certainly a buzzword. That is certainly a word that does not have meaning or has only the meaning you attach to it. But this ownership, this collective ownership that this group has, this desire to hold to get better, and frankly, their willingness to be held accountable to each other is such an important step. Now, obviously, there's tactics and strategy and plays and everything else that still has to be developed and still has to grow as well. I know I've said this on this podcast before. Effort's half the battle. This team tries hard. They play hard. But effort without direction is meaningless. You can play hard, but do the wrong things. Okay, that's good that you're playing hard. Now let's get you to play hard and do the right things. Let's get you to play hard and do your goal or your role or this objective or this thing. Play hard at this thing. Don't play hard at the thing we don't need you to do. Again, that's one of the reasons why I don't like using effort as a measure, because it's hard to measure and it's hard to say what the right thing is. You know it when you see it, obviously. The Magic, though, have been able at times to really kind of pin down what they need to do and how they need to get better. And yes, it'd be better if they did it right off the bat. That's what veteran teams do. And that's what this team's going to have to increasingly get better at as the season goes on. But Thursday's game, Wednesday's game, those are culture moments. And the Magic have to be really pleased with the culture that they're developing. And again, they stick to this process. If they keep doing all these right things, they're going to find the results. They're going to get them. And obviously, I think the Magic are on the right track. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipR_Bean. Of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow us there on Twitter at @OMagicDaily. Now that you're done listening to us, be sure to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Everyone, have a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holiday. If you're like me, you'll enjoy the Chinese food in a movie like you normally do. I want to thank everyone for just a great, great year, calendar year. And I hope everyone has a very restful holiday, whether you're celebrating today on Christmas Eve. I know today's the observed day for your work holiday, or celebrating tomorrow on Christmas Day. Really do appreciate all of you listening and want to wish you all a very happy holidays, very, very Merry Christmas, however you choose to celebrate or don't celebrate. Have a fantastic day. We'll be back again Monday to talk about the Orlando Magic's game against the Miami Heat. Until then, though, for Orlando Magic Daily, Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Ross and Mike. We'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.